Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? Hope you're doing well. And we got a good one here today. Now, I will preface this by saying there's some overlap because my recording software just decided, hey, we're just going to let Scotty Waz talk over his guest because that's how he is. That's not how I am most times. But especially not this time. We got Tim Organ on. He is one of the newest players for the Maryland Black Bears, defenseman out of Toledo, Ohio. And we talk a little bit about his growing up in Ohio, the Ohio hockey scene, or the Toledo hockey scene, more specifically. And he's also a two-sport athlete, talking a little bit about how baseball helped him and how it kind of adjusted his playing hockey and what he took from there, including a bad pun for me, what he likes about Maryland so far in his short time here, the mentality of coming in midseason and trying to get a spot and get some time in the lineup, just different things. And Tim is a really good person to talk to about this whole thing. He's had quite the experience overall and throughout hockey, from high school up to the U.S. Premier to the N.A. to playing in CompuWare, then back to the N.A. He's had quite the grind, and he'll share that with us as the Black Bears get ready for the Jamestown Rebels this weekend, Friday and Saturday on Hockey TV, and you can follow that along on Chesapeake HW Pod Twitter, as I'll be, of course, as always, live tweeting the games. But before we, without any ado, like I said, I apologize for the overlap. My recording software, I need to find new stuff, but it is what it is. I don't think I cover him up too much. And luckily, I think he voices over me too, so that helps out a lot as well. Here's me throwing it to me from a previous interview with Tim Organ of the Maryland Black Bears. Now joining us for Chesapeake Hockey Week interviews is one of the newest members of the Maryland Black Bears, Tim Organ. Tim, thanks for joining me. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Glad
so
to be
as
here.
One of the newer, now luckily you're not the newest member, so you get to boss around the new guy now. But how has Maryland treated you so far in your short time here?
It's been great. I really love the town. It's really nice. Just driving around, I like being out east. But the fans so far, we've had one home weekend, and the fans were really, really active. But the team in general, the organization has been
for
awesome.
For you, I mean, you're a Toledo guy, so kind of a Midwest guy, though. I'm not really sure how Toledo is Midwest. I think it's Great Lakes, but that's another podcast for another time. What has the scene for Ohio hockey been? I know I talked to Ethan Heideprim earlier, and he said it's starting in Columbus. It was starting to grow because of the Blue Jackets. What about being in Toledo? Because there's a lot of minor league heritage there for Toledo. How is the scene out there?
You know, it's strong. It's a very strong hockey scene. We've got, you know, Sylvania, Ohio, and Toledo as our two main areas. We've got the Ice House in Toledo and Tam O'Shanter in Sylvania, which I believe is where the mid-ends are held. So that's all of, you know, the Midwest, you know, the best players from the Midwest come and compete for a chance to go to Natty Camp. But with, you know, growing up, the Storm, you know, that was the ECHL team there when I was, you know, a young kid. And now with the Walleye, it's really good. The Walleye, they've been having some really good seasons. And Toledo, you know, it's grown around the Walleye. They sell out almost every home weekend. The fans and the people love it. So it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Tim Organ, defenseman for the Maryland Black Bears, join us. And not only were you a hockey player in Toledo, you were also a pretty good baseball player as well, playing infield. I saw a little recruitment tape that was put out there on the YouTubes. For you, there's been a big discussion, I guess, in general for people playing two sports as opposed to just being one sport only. Did you think that playing baseball kind of helped you in your hockey game at all?
You know, a lot of it, I think, just being around, the team, being around a team and the team atmosphere definitely helped. It did with, just kind of reacting, playing third base, playing infield growing up. You know, you've got to read and react to a lot. I know, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's super slow, it's this, it's that, but, you know, I loved it. I thought it was still a fast paced game when the ball's in play. So definitely helps you a little bit with your reactions. But yeah, I mean, I think it definitely does correlate just a little bit, especially with, you know, the
team.
Yeah,
and it's also
atmosphere.
One of those things where you can develop different hand-eye coordination, and looking at your tape, it looks like the footwork helped a lot, especially on defense. I'm sure that helps with your pivoting and such, going in and out of zones.
Oh yeah, the hips are always working in baseball and hockey both. The hips are always moving.
The
Shakir
of the Maryland Black Bears, Tim Organ, joins us as those hips don't lie. That was a bad one, even for me. That was terrible. So you get into the NA. I believe you got called up last year to Amarillo. You played a couple games in Shreveport, and now you're with Maryland. How has the transition been from the USPHL, where you were with the Toledo Cherokee, and even before that with playing in high school for St. Francis DeSales? How has that transition been to every level for you? Have you been able to pick up on it quick, or has it been a little bit of adjustment period?
There's definitely an adjustment period. You know, hockey is hockey, but you know, the pace, obviously is, you know, it is magnified as you go on. You know, it gets a lot quicker. The USP definitely helped me, you know, starting off at home. You know, I got used to, you know, just the junior atmosphere. You know, there's bigger, you know, stronger guys and juniors. And then, you know, going down to Amarillo is a very big eye-opener for me. And that really showed me, you know, that it's going to take some time, some grind. You know, you got to put the work in if you want to go to the next level. And it definitely helped me, you know, over the summer, just getting that experience last year and then finishing the year last year with CompuWare. That whole experience moving around from team to team, it definitely, you know, prepared me for, you know, this year and getting into the league. But yes, you know, there is a little bit of a pace change, but you know, it's really fun. You know, playing in the NA is an unreal experience. You know, it is a grind, as everyone does describe it, but it's a ton of fun. You know, just being around the guys every single day, it for sure, it's a good time.
And
for sure.
You're coming into this team mid-season. How hard has that been transition wise? Obviously, you moved around a lot, and I guess you're able to adapt to teams a little bit better. And I'm sure some locker rooms have similarities. But coming into Maryland and coming out of Shreveport, how was that for you adjusting to this locker room?
It took a week or so. I mean, obviously, it's tough, you know, coming to a group of guys that's been together since training camp, and you know, a lot of your name learning and, you know, personality, you know, picking up on guys' personalities, you know, that comes with all the team building done in August. But, you know, it's a hockey locker room. I think that hockey locker rooms, you know, guys are always super outgoing, and I'm a very outgoing person myself. I'm not afraid to, I don't hide behind the curtains. You know, I'm out there, you know, I make myself known, and, you know, it's been good. I really like the group here. It's, you know, it's been pretty easy to adjust. But it does take a little time, you know, just, you know, with any type of move, you know, you got to give it some time, you adjust a little bit, but after that, I mean, part of the team, you know, when it's all said and done, so you've got to find a way to fit in somehow. But, this group of guys down here is, is really good. It's a fun group. I really like the boys.
Tim Organ joins us, and Tim, with you being new on the team and trying to learn all the facets of, you know, what the team runs, what kind of schemes they run, and trying to get into the lineup is also a big thing too, with everyone being healthy in and out. What is something that you've been doing in practices to try to get more notice and kind of get into the top six or top seven, as it were, with the extra skater into the lineup?
You know, for me, it's tough to, you know, try and, you know, prove yourself, I think, in a practice. You know, obviously you have your moments where you can shine and stuff like that. But, you know, I think just working hard is the main thing. You just got to continue to put your nose to the grindstone and, you know, just continue to work each and every single day. You know, and obviously there's times where you can show off a little bit or, you know, try to get yourself noticed a little more. But hard work for sure. That's the
frustration,
big thing,
I'm sure, in this locker room as a five-game skid, even though there have been points in three of those five. What have you guys been doing to try to keep the mojo up, try to keep the positive vibes going, and try to break this skid here at mid-season?
You know, a lot of it, you just have to stay positive. And, you know, guys are staying positive in the room. You know, losing happens. You're not going to win. You can't win all 60 games. It's just not. It's not possible. You know, you're going to have your road bumps and stuff like that. But, you know, just we're staying positive. We're continuing to work hard. You know, we're looking at these losses where, you know, they're in the past. You know, you can't ponder on the past. You just got to, you know, look at what's in front of you and continue to, you know, move forward. So just the guys are staying positive. We're continuing to work hard and, grind that out in practices, you know, all the workouts and stuff like that. It all adds up. So positivity, that's the big thing. Just everyone staying happy and, you know, going with it. You just got to stay, keep
Tim
on
Morgan
moving.
Joins us, defenseman for the Maryland Black Bears. What's one thing that you want to experience, or what the guys have told you to experience in your time here in Maryland? I'm sure a lot of guys have been trying to pull you each other direction just to get accustomed to the area. Is there one thing that you have been chomping at the bit to do?
No, so not so much in Maryland. I know that we're, you know, 40 minutes outside of D.C. I would really like to take a trip to D.C. I've actually never been there. You know, eighth grade year, it seems like that's a lot of eighth grade trips is, you know, to go to D.C. We went to Niagara Falls my eighth grade year, so to not get that D.C. experience. Niagara Falls was an unbelievable experience, but I've never been to D.C. in my 19 years of living, so that is something that I would think that I would like to do.
If you talk to your communications director, Colin McCarthy, he'll tell you the places to go. It's probably going to be all Washington National stuff, so hopefully you can deal with that. But I think it'd be good for you. I've only been there a couple times, even though I lived there for years, and it's still an awesome place to go to with all the history and stuff there. Going forward, we'll wrap up with this. Going forward, what's the mentality for you and the team going forward as we look ahead to Jamestown this week and then further on for the rest of the season?
You know, the positivity thing, you know, that's obviously huge. If guys are getting down, you know, you're not going to have good games, you're not going to have good practices, you know, guys aren't going to want to be here, so obviously positivity, but you know, we just got to continue to play hard in games. I mean, I think that, you know, if some of the reason we've been losing in the past, you know, it's not that we're not playing hard, I just think that, you know, we could play with a little more of a bulldog mentality. I think that you know, when you take one or two shifts off in a game in the NA, I mean, that can really bite you. And you know, I think that we just have to continue to keep the pressure on all these opposing teams. I mean, the East is a very solid division through and through, and, you know, we just got to keep on rolling.
Tim Morgan, defenseman for the Maryland Black Bears, thank you very much for taking some time out and joining me, man. All the best in the rest of the season. I'll be watching here from afar, but best of luck, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you having me.
Thanks a lot to Tim Morgan of the Maryland Black Bears for joining us. Really great insight about just the grind that is and getting into teams midway through and everything like that. So a really insightful thing. And you know, you can tell the kid's a star with the media, just to how he interacts and how he's able to and how well-spoken he is. Those media lessons really pay off. So good for the folks. I don't even know if there's any media class. I know there is in the dub. I don't know if there is in the NA. In any case, thanks to Tim and thanks to Colin McCarthy of the Maryland Black Bears for setting this all up. Black Bears on the road again this weekend in Jamestown, but they're coming back at the end of the month. The 31st is College Night. Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing College Night. Go crazy for that. I believe if you put college into the little promo code at tickets.MarylandBlackBears.com, you can get some percentage off. I believe it's 20. Also, sport your garb. Sport some garb out there, what college you went to. Or if you just have that sweater from John Belushi's days at Animal House, it just says college, that'd be even better. Then on Saturday, it was supposed to be one thing. It is now another. We had there was a little booking error. There was a little something or other, but it's going to be Groundhog Night at the Den. The Den will be bouncing with, Annie McDonald will be there. We'll have a Bill Murray impersonator will be there. It's going to be a great time. Bing. So you guys got that to look forward to. If you want to get your tickets, tickets.MarylandBlackBears.com is where you need to go. For all that. So that's it for me. Thanks again to Tim Morgan. Thanks again to the Colin McCarthy and the Black Bears organization. You guys take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews on the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Until next time, play that clutch and crab hockey, and I'll see you next time.